The Wisconsin Supreme Court today will hear arguments on a case that could affect a popular state land protection program. The dispute over what's known as the stewardship program is part of a broader fight between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this preview.
Last fall, Governor Evers sued several Republican legislators, including Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline. The case, known as Evers versus Markline, alleges the lawmakers violated the state constitution when blocking some land purchases under the stewardship program and obstructing other Evers initiatives. A couple months ago, the state Supreme Court agreed to take original jurisdiction on part of the case pertaining to the stewardship program, which for more than 30 years has been acquiring land from willing sellers to protect the state's natural resources and provide more outdoor recreational areas. Original jurisdiction means not going through a trial court first. The state Justice Department is representing the governor. Attorney General Josh Call tells us that the Republicans' actions are harmful.
The way that our system is supposed to work is that the legislature passes a bill and then the executive branch administers that law. But with these legislative vetoes, like the one for this stewardship program, a legislative committee that is not representative of the entire legislature is able to then block actions from going forward. And we've seen cases where a single anonymous legislator can even stop a policy from going forward that's meant to benefit the entire state.
One example, say the Democrats, is along Lake Michigan, just south of Port Washington. Birds sing in the small woods at the top of the lake bluff. This is part of the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs, a nature preserve that the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust has been trying to protect for more than a decade. Trust Executive Director Tom Stolp says the property is a gem.
It's undeveloped land, 134 acres, nearly three-quarters of a mile of Lake Michigan shoreline, and we're only 24 miles from downtown Milwaukee. I think the public access and ease of access to this kind of large-scale natural area is really just incredible, and we don't have many opportunities like this left in southeast Wisconsin.
For a while, it looked like the state stewardship fund would provide about $2.3 million to help purchase the land. But then there was an anonymous objection from a member of the Joint Finance Committee, raising concerns about the cost of the potential purchase. Months later, Governor Evers stepped in with that much money from the Federal American Recovery Plan Act, and the clay bluffs have been saved. Stolp thanks Evers, but says the legislature's often anonymous activism on stewardship spending continues to be harmful.
Speaking for our own community land trust and speaking with land trust leaders from across the state of Wisconsin, this unpredictable process that the Joint Committee on Finance has created has really had a chilling effect on land preservation happening not just in southeast Wisconsin, but across the entire state of Wisconsin. What you're seeing is many land trusts and other community organizations pursuing only small projects.
Stolp says if groups request less than $250,000 in stewardship funding, Joint Finance does not review the project. He says small land acquisitions can be very worthwhile, but given higher real estate values in southeastern Wisconsin, potential larger purchases are on hold, and at least one deal has fallen through. We contacted Senator Markline's office about the power struggle with the governor, but did not hear back. Today at the state Supreme Court, it's possible conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley will be on the attack. In a dissenting opinion to taking original jurisdiction on Evers versus Markline, the Milwaukee area justice wrote that the court's liberal majority, quote, refashions this court as the governor's avenue for imposing policy changes without the consent of the governed. Bradley continued, when the majority's political allies say jump, the new majority responds how high. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.